Dad last night. Seemed like he's coming around pretty good. Walking around, he's talking.
Good. I mean, yeah. You expect there, it's like a miracle.
Absolutely.
My sister talked to him last night, and he asked my sister, where was my dad at? My dad's been gone 2 years. So I don't know if he's going back, but then he asked him, 4 years. So we had to kind of like break it down to him and tell him what he's gone, you know. He was just like, you're lying. Like, no, he's been gone. So, I don't know. I don't know, because we had seen them 2 days ago. I had to work yesterday, so I didn't come yesterday, but the night before, I had told the doctor if we could put him in, like, kind of like, you know, when you have, like, anxiety, you know, but they don't want to put him on the same day because they want him to be.
Yeah, they don't want to monitor what's going on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if they're going to do it later, you know, I don't know. A good thing came out. I mean, you know, I don't know if he knows what he did, because my sister asked him, do you know why the police officer out there? And he goes, to protect me. So I really don't think that he's understanding.
He had pretty significant.
I don't know, basically, really, I don't think he even knows what happened.
What's going on now? Did they just think of that?
I think they had to go to the restroom. That's why we came out here. But you know what, we have a question. Because we want this to get paid off the hospital. And Santa Barbara Potters are asking for an ID. He had his ID in his wallet. So is there any way that you think you can make it a copy?
I'll have to look. There's a bunch of evidence taken, so I'll see.
Mm-hmm.
We take a walk.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll talk to
him. Yeah. So who's going to take his keys? Both
of us.
Both of you guys? Because you guys both got it long time.
Yeah, we both.
Mm-hmm.
5 bars.
We know.
we talked to Augie last night, so we told him to come back in the morning.
Well,
what
did he say?
We talked to him, you know.
Did you guys ask him questions? If he remembers?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, questions, but we didn't want to miss it, you know, we didn't want to, like, just
push it back.
Yeah, we didn't want to.
See, that's why I don't want to ask him anything, because I don't know what he's going to tell me, you know. I don't know. I just feel like if he should get better than to ask them if he remembers what happened.
That's what we want to. We don't want to, you know, start to question him, especially when you feel like this.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, our job is to put the goal. We weren't there, so we just come out there and put all the pieces together.
Mm-hmm.
I got told an audience about, you know, and obviously, it's been secret, but we just want to go to our what kind of had a good idea. Thank you.
I don't really want to know what she said because I never got close to her. I never got close to her because she wasn't trying to help me for that all. You know, she was just like, I felt like to me, she was just a pity call.
Mm-hmm.
She was really basically what she wanted him. But she wanted him,
mm-hmm.
you know, whenever.
Yeah.
You know. She would call him up and, you know, just crazy. I mean, I'm pretty sure you can find this on his cell phone, both of us.
Oh,
crazy. Just like, he was so, like, I've been telling my brother to be here way back. Maybe a couple of small moves, you know. Like, I'm too weird. I just, like, didn't agree with a lot of things that she was doing, you know.
Yeah.
She didn't, you know, she was trying to help him more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or telling him, you know, that, you know, go to church, you know. And, how you bury yourself, you know, and I was like, if you really want to help somebody, you have to go to church with him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got three kids who need this guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You should at least try to leave, you know, mm-hmm. be there with him and try
mm-hmm.
to help him.
Mm-hmm.
And really basically, you know, this whole relationship, it was like that.
Yeah.
From the beginning, you know, and now it's like.
Long story. So what happened that day? The day of the shooting? Did he tell you, like, yeah. did she kiss him off or something? Is that what?
No, he was like.
My dad was trying to get everything settled, life ready. You know,
yeah,
he was
yeah.
all happy and
uh-huh.
stuff. Happy.
He
went back to work. You know,
mm-hmm.
working and side jobs and mm-hmm. stuff. Me and a couple of my cousins had helped my dad move all her stuff into her new apartment. You know, I think it was just because.
Is that how long before that? I mean,
a week before.
They barely had moved in.
This is what I think what really happened. During the time when my brother was, he got to me that he always wanted the family. He wanted his family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he had three kids with her, so he wanted to make it with her.
Mm-hmm.
So during the time when they moved into storage and moved it into an apartment, you know, he got all this time, oh my God, everything's coming to me, like everything's falling in place, you know, to have a family.
Mm-hmm.
And she was the type of person, and she didn't want to wait.
So
she got her.
Leave.
No. I don't want to be with you. You got to be.
Kind of hot and cold, like all of a sudden, like, boom,
yeah,
boom.
She just plays
with emotions all the time.
See, the thing that I think she needs to be put in medication or something because she's kind of funny. She needs to play herself. I think she needs help. But I think that when she told him, I think she had hit one of the little points and my brother got mad.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was the story thing. And my brother got mad. Told her. Because we didn't get like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because he's just a little kid. I called him in 4.
Because we got young ones, like 4, 6,
four.
And 8 or something.
I think
it's
4. And she has a little one. And, you know, so I guess he told her, and she didn't like what my brother told her. You know, so the next day, I guess, his brother got out of work early because he was feeling sick. And she told him that she didn't want him anymore. And he didn't know. I don't know if he had what he knew that told him. I don't even know if people get pulled into the apartment. I'm not really sure.
Mm.
So that came to be Friday that he stayed at his sister's house that night. And then he called me Saturday. Yeah, but I didn't hold my arm, my brother, you know, and their brother said, I don't know,
yeah.
I told him, he called me up and he asked me if he could go and wash. And I was like, well, I don't even know. I'm sorry. Yeah, you know, come over. So he came over and he stayed there the whole day and he was drinking. And all of a sudden I started feeling kind of sick, so I was going to be out there with him. So he washed. And then the next came, he stayed there with me because I was feeling, I told him, well, you know why, you stay here with me? Because I'm not feeling good. He said, if I have to go to the hospital, you know, you can take me. And he said, okay, I'll stay here. So he came Sunday, he stayed the whole day Sunday, and then he came Monday. So my husband got up and I got up to make a lunch. So my husband asked me, honey, aren't you going to work? He's like, nah, I'm not feeling good, but I feel sick. He's like, I'm going to stay home, but I'm going to call the boss. And he goes, all right, then he goes, we're looking at that. So he got up around 11:30. And and he told me that, oh, I didn't go to 99 to come here and I need toothbrush. Like, all right, cool, you know. So after that, he went outside and the husband gets home around 2 and tells him, hey, Augie, because his brother was, what he's working with the car.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, hey, see something blew out, like those mud balls in his car, but it's like in his side of his car. And he goes, like, what? You know? And he goes, yeah. He goes, there's mud all over your side of your park. And he goes, all right. But he started washing it. He didn't say nothing. He started washing it. And that was it. So it came to be 4 o'clock. You know, he left. And I told my husband, I go, did you tell him where he was going? He goes, no. He goes, you don't argue. He just gets up and goes, you know. And I goes, all right, then. But he came back. Well, I could say maybe 4 o'clock. And I got to, you know, go outside and ask him, well, where are you going? He goes, oh, I'm going to my friend's house, but I'll be back right now. I'm like, all right, you know. So now it's 6 o'clock. I think I could say maybe 6 o'clock. You know how the time changes, so that's the one that's going down. So I asked him, he called me up and asked me. He goes, hey, he goes, he's ready $10. He goes, what do you need for gas? And I go, yeah, you know, I go, come and get him. He goes, I'm right here in the front yard. And I go, I'll get off, you know. He's in the front, he's supposed to ask me, and I get off, you know. And so he did, he got off, and I told him he wanted to eat dinner. So he ate dinner, you know, served dinner, he ate. And I heard him call my mom. And he told my mom, if he could borrow another tent, so he had $20 for that. And he goes, I'll go, yeah. So he went to my mom's house, and he told my mom he was going back to my house. So I kind of figured I stayed up for a little bit, you know, and I thought, ah, I'm tired, you know, I'm going to he'll knock on my window or out the door, you know, so I can get in. And I usually don't answer my phone and he can call me.
Oh,
you know what I mean? I can change the
phone. What did he say? I mean,
he just told me,
Patrick, I got
something.
Yeah,
I can't really wait to tell me, guys. So I'm going to have to change.
Did he say that he already shot up the cops at that point?
Well, actually, I was hearing him.
Oh, you were hearing?
Well, that's when I realized that it was.
You could hear the sirens.
I could hear the sirens.
Did you hear gunshots or anything? Was he shooting? Probably not. Is he,
No, just hearing the sirens.
But did he say why they were chasing him or anything?
No.
Really? Okay.
No. He just told me. I freaked out after that. I just freaked out and I just threw the phone to my husband and told him. My husband was trying to calm him down. She was telling me, you know, pull over, you know, because you know, your mom and your kids, you know.
Is your husband?
So he told, the only thing the last word that he told about Arnold was just take care of my voice. Promise me that you'll take care of my voice.
Mm-hmm.
And, that was
so it. How long did he called you and you answered and then you talked for how long, like? Like a minute or two or something?
I just like freaked out and okay. I just didn't want to hear it.
I was on the phone?
I was just like looking at me like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah.
And I threw the phone at him and I just don't want to call, like, I don't want to talk to him, you know?
Yeah.
And then he picked up the phone and he was trying to calm him down, but he was just shaking his head like, I'm gonna, you know?
Yeah.
Probably I think it's 3 minutes. Not too long.
What was he talking?
Tired.
And did he call you guys back at all during that?
After that, that was it.
And did he call some other people too?
Not that I know. The only people that I know was.
What number do you have? What cell phone?
Just
do you know?
I don't know.
Okay.
Right. I don't know.
Is he pretty close?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think he's close to all of us.
Okay.
You know, he's a good guy, you know, he's a good guy,
Yeah. Yeah, that's why we were talking last night. We were like, we just want to know what happened. But, you know, I mean, kind of like what we're on. Something silly.
The thing that I don't understand is that when he left my house, he was fine. I was like, why would he tell me that he's coming back to my house he tells my mom that he's coming back home to my house. So I don't know if maybe he got a text message from her or if he got a phone call from her. You know, because I don't know.
Right.
He was fine.
He didn't say anything about getting an argument with
you. Didn't know nothing until after.
Okay. And he took off in that car. Is that his car?
That's his car.
Okay. Is it registered to him or?
Well, actually, it was registered to my sister. Okay. And I guess she went and
okay.
To the DMV. I don't think he ever registered it.
Did this? Is that?
No, it's my nephew.
Okay, that's your nephew, right? Yeah. Did he drive that car too?
No.
Oh, because I thought the registration came back to him too or something.
No, because no.
No? Yeah? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So did he buy it off of
he bought it off of I don't know if you know
oh, yeah.
I guess it was a few years ago, I ran him over right there in Vineyard.
Yeah.
And then he pulled up the door and I guess he died of,
Drinking. Drinking overdose, didn't he?
Yeah.
Something like that? Yeah. I remember.
And he bought it off, is that?
Oh, was it really?
Yeah.
Wow. You want to talk to him? Who wants to jump in real quick and talk to him? We'll come back out and talk to you. Second, okay.
Very good.
Thank you.